And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel, law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Yes, two of the brightest minds of the Democrat Party on stage at the same time touting Joe Biden's infrastructure bill. I don't know what infrastructure is, but it's got to be important to have the two best minds, Joe Biden and John Fetterman, on stage at the same time touting Joe Biden's commitment to infrastructure. You can't make it up, people. Pennsylvania, this is what you voted for. Now listen, I'm going to get grief because I'm ripping on a guy who had a stroke. He's brought it on himself. Just as with Joe Biden, those are two individuals due to their health concerns and health issues should not be holding public office at any level, let alone at the federal level. But yet, this is who we have on the Democrat side, and you people keep voting them in. Man. I know Rick in Pennsylvania is just up in arms. I don't know what the rest of you are thinking, but you did it. You did it, Pittsburgh. You did it, Philadelphia. You did it, Pennsylvania. This is your guy. Hope you enjoy him. Okay, that's out of the way. Let's get into the show. On this week's show, we're going to start with an update on this Las Vegas UFO incident. It's turned pretty interesting. I have had a ton of people listening and asking me what I really think. And I, you know, my thoughts really haven't changed, but there's more to it now. We're a week out from what we once knew and things are changing rapidly. So we're going to talk about that. But the crux of the show, I have been getting numerous videos, numerous messages from people all over this country that are saying, Tom, I am seeing a ton of military equipment being moved across this country. Do you think something's going on? Well, with that being said, I also, as I've mentioned before on past shows, I have a lot of members of the military that listen to this show, and I've had a couple of them come out and say, Tom, get ready. You're doing yeoman's work here behind the mic. I want you to know that something's going to be happening very quickly. We're going to get into that. Are we getting ready for World War III? We will discuss that. But before we do that, we've got to talk this Las Vegas UFO. NASA has come out and said, hey, that was just a meteorite falling to the ground. I haven't seen any pictures. I haven't seen any remnants of it. If it was a meteorite, you would think they would have some sort of physical or photographic proof that something's there or something came down that was just a natural space debris, essentially. There's none of that. On the contrary, I mean, we keep seeing and hearing about other people that sighted this thing and other people that saw beings. I saw a video or a photographic clip of a guy on his Ring camera, and it's not the same one that showed the UFO and heard it. I still can't find that one. They have killed that one, and to be honest with you, I got the link, found the link, saved it, and again, it's no longer there. It's almost as if this is being hushed up on purpose. Anything that is even remotely legit about this case is being deleted from the internet. But I saw a picture of a Ring camera. It's a security footage of this guy's yard, and there's a picture of a gray alien, a large gray alien, in the frame. I mean, it's your typical alien, except for the fact that normally the grays we consider to be 3 to 4 feet tall, not really tall. This is tall, but it looks exactly like a gray. Where did it go? Why isn't it going? Why can we not find this stuff anymore? Again, it's almost as if we are being, well, it's being removed, so we don't know. But the family who claimed to see aliens in the backyard are now on lockdown because people are saying, oh, it's a hoax. So again, if you didn't know the story, a father and his two sons were outside in the backyard. They saw something and felt something fall, hit the ground. Shortly after, they're seeing 8 to 10 foot beings walking around, two of them. Well, cops came out. They saw it. Now, scrutiny began. You know, oh my gosh, yes, this is all a hoax. Many people believe these guys. Many people in the area say they saw something similar. Something came down from the sky. Now, the American Meteor Society says it was a meteor. Does it look like a meteor? Kind of. Now, they're saying it's a meteor. Robert Lunsford of the American Meteor Society said, we're certain it was a meteor because of the duration of the event. Most everybody reported it lasted between 2 and 5 seconds, and that's much too fast to be a re-entering satellite or a rocket. So, in their infinite wisdom, they don't even put into consideration that something other than a meteor, something extraterrestrial, something paranormal, supernatural. They're just not even a whiff of that. Sure, could it be a meteor? Absolutely. But let's not rule out what it could be, the possibilities. Well, the family is sticking to their story. The family has not wavered from what they said they've seen at all. And they're currently locked down in their house, claiming they've been threatened by people accusing them of an elaborate hoax. They put no trespassing signs around their house, and friends and neighbors have said that they are angry, they're skittish, they're nervous, they're afraid because some people have threatened them because of this quote-unquote elaborate hoax. But even after this, they're standing by their story. Now, does that mean it's truthful? Absolutely not. It just means they're standing by their story. But there's a lot more to this story than we are being told. Stuff is being taken down off the internet left and right. I'm telling you, Ring camera footage where you could hear and see the UFO, gone. Photographic security camera photographs of a large gray alien, they're gone. Where are they going? Why are they being deleted? Why is there such a push to discredit this family when other people are seeing and have said they saw the exact same thing? There's more to this Las Vegas UFO sighting than meets the eye. It's just going to take time to get to the bottom of it. We may never get to the bottom of it, but something definitely happened in Las Vegas. So, I don't know. You make the call on that. You have your own decision. Do you believe it? Do you not? My job is to give you the story. Your job is to decide for yourself, and that's what I expect you to do. Okay, so that part of the show is all set. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to move on. When we come back, we will be discussing World War III. There's many people that think it is right around the corner. I'll give you my thoughts. Sit back, relax, open that mind.
I try to ask you why, but you never say a thing. Once you hold me tight, I feel I'm gonna bleed. And even though your eyes will not talk about me, I feel like I...
Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. Just reminding you, if you have an event, if you have a political or paranormal group, if you have a concert, if you have an album, if you have anything you want to promote on this show, get a hold of me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Get a hold of me. I will promote your show for no charge. That's right, free. Nothing out of your pocket. Free advertising. Where are you going to find that now? You're going to find it on the Paranormal Patriot. Again, contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Send me a 30 seconds to 1 minute audio clip of what you're promoting, and I'll put it on my show. It's my way of saying thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
Phone rings, it's night. Two nights of sleep, blown in my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space so you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out. Wanna say all the words I wanna reach.
Okay, so as I mentioned before, we have got a lot of listeners of the show that have contacted me and said, Tom, hey, just to let you know, I don't know what's going on, but there is a lot of military equipment being moved around this country lately, and I don't know what is going on. I've had sent messages. I've been sent videos. I've had a lot of, well, I won't say a lot, but more than normal, we'll say, members of the military, more than normal, have contacted me and said, Tom, something's going down. We're moving around. They're moving assets all over this country. Now, that is not uncommon. I know that. I get that. But from the amount of videos that I have been receiving over the past 3 weeks, it's an exorbitant amount of movement. Now, could it be that they're just repositioning tanks and Hummers and, you know, whatever, you know, armored personnel carriers? Could it be that they're just repositioning them to different parts of the country? Yes. But why? Why are they repositioning them? Why do I have so many people sending me videos that they are taking themselves? Why do I have members of the military saying, listen, something's going down. They're not telling us anything, but we're moving assets, moving personnel all over the country. And a lot of them are saying it's a lot of this personnel and a lot of this, a lot of these machinery, these weapons are being moved to the coast. So what are we doing? I mean, what are we preparing for something? Well, a lot of people say World War III is right around the corner if it has not started. There's a lot of people that say we are already in World War III. No shots have officially been fired per se, but the pawns are lining up. So we're going to go into what I think, some of the reasons that I think we may be on the verge of World War III. I've got 7 big reasons why I think we are on the verge of World War III. Now, you, again, listen to them and you decide. But the first one is most obvious, Russia and Ukraine. We are providing billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. I should say the NATO countries are. Russia is being looked at as the black devil, essentially, the aggressor in this, and they are. I'm not going to deny it, they are. But we really don't know the reason, the true reasons why that Russia is going into Ukraine. Listen, I know, Carl, I know you disagree with me on this, but there is more going on in Ukraine than we know. The Ukraine is turning into a huge money laundering situation. I truly believe, with all the explosive details that have come out lately about Joe Biden and his payoffs and his bribery and how his family's getting paid millions and millions of dollars, now it's come out that there's $10 million in a business that just showed up on his tax return. Nobody can say where that $10 million came from. There's no trace of it, no record of it. That just doesn't happen. But regardless, the more I see of Joe Biden and his family's influence, per se influence, I guess, that's for lack of a better word, I am becoming more and more of a believer that Joe Biden's stuck. He has to give Ukraine this money or else he's too deep in this. He is way too deep into the Ukraine and somebody's going to spill the beans. Somebody's going to come out and throw that family in front of a bus that cannot be dodged. They're dodging buses right now. If he doesn't pay up, there's a very good chance that it's coming out. And what do I mean by paying up? Giving them billions and billions of dollars in aid, in military equipment, and they're still losing the war. There's rumors that Russia went in there due to the biolabs, the United States biolabs in the Ukraine that were working on infectious diseases to release onto the world. And there's rumors, and again, these are unsubstantiated. I'm not saying that these are 100% accurate, but I've heard this from multiple different people, that they have the scientists. Some of these scientists that were in these labs, they have in Russia, and they're spilling the beans about exactly what is going on. And it's not a good look. So the first step, first sign, I guess, that we are really, really getting close to World War III is Russia. Russia in the Ukraine. Now, with Russia being in the Ukraine, there's talk that Putin, and again, this is the media. There's no other side of the story that you're hearing, so that should throw off some red flags. If all the media is talking about is how Putin is threatening to use nuclear warheads in the Ukraine, with no other, that's the only story we're hearing. There's no counter story. There's no rebuttal. To me, it almost sounds like it's a propaganda machine, that there is a concerted effort to make Vladimir Putin, well, they want to make him look like Hitler. And again, I'm learning over the years, and you should be on top of this. You should know this. If you're only seeing one side of the story, COVID should have told you this from the get-go. There was no other option to what was going on with COVID other than what the media was saying. Same thing with Putin. Same thing with the war in Ukraine. How many times are you hearing that the Ukraine is pushing back the Russians? Well, that's not really the case. Again, we're giving them billions and billions of dollars in aid, billions and billions in dollars of weaponry, and they're losing this war. I do not believe for one second that Vladimir Putin will use nuclear warheads. Do not believe it for a second. But the media is going to try and drive the point home that this man is a madman. He is willing to do anything to win this war. I don't see it. I don't see it because, honestly, if it was going as bad as the media has portrayed it to be, he would have already used the nukes. There's no way he couldn't have in my eyes. I mean, according to the media, the Ukrainian soldiers are pushing Russia back at every turn. I would think that at that point, he would just say, all right, gloves off. Let's drop a couple tactical nukes on Ukraine and see what happens. Haven't seen it. And I think it's because he doesn't want to do it. But the media is kind of complicit in this. But now if Russia does start to go beyond the Ukraine, that changes the whole perspective of the region. Because if that happens, the Ukraine's neighbors, Poland, Moldova. Anyway, they are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to make alliances. And when you start getting these power blocks, these alliances, you know, in World War II, it was Japan and Germany and Italy. And in the first part of the war, Russia. A lot of you don't understand or realize that Russia, at the first part of the world or Second World War, they were kind of our enemies. The only reason they fought on our side is because Germany was hell-bent on taking Russia. Hitler thought that he takes over Russia, nobody can stop him. The Battle of Stalingrad, that is what changed everything, because Stalin at that point knew he couldn't do this alone. He had to get the backing. And the United States and England knew that they couldn't win the war without Russia. It was a three-way, we need each other type thing. But Russia was never our friend. We look at that, I remember growing up reading about World War II and thinking, how did Russia become our enemy? And how is Japan now friendly with us? It didn't make sense to us, or to me. You know, we're fighting against Japan in World War II. We've got the Russians on our side in World War II. And now, as I grew up in the 80s, the Japanese are friends of ours, but we hate the Russians. What? But anyway, when you start seeing these power blocks, these countries start aligning together. Right now it's China, it's Russia, it's Iran, it's North Korea. Those are what we would call the Axis today. But if you think about it, is it really the Axis? Maybe we are the Axis in this. Because we are not the clean, wholesome country that I believe we were in the 40s when World War II was going on. Not saying that we were squeaky clean then, but we are a far cry from what we were back then. But you have these other nations coming together and forming bonds. And I think, honestly, that is one of the steps. When you start forming these bonds, then they create power struggles. They create a little nervousness, I guess. But now the world is threatening Russia. I mean, everybody's threatening Russia. There's a line in the sand. Remember that? Line in the sand. Everybody wants to threaten Russia, but nobody wants to do anything. Joe Biden will talk a big game. England will talk a big game. Zelensky will talk a big game. But nobody does anything to stop Russia. So Russia's just essentially testing the water to see how far they can go. And they can go as far as they want right now because nobody seems to want to fight back. Now, that may be a good thing. That may be a good thing because maybe they don't want to go to war. Maybe we don't want to do this. But they're hell-bent on taking over Ukraine, turning them away from a Nazi power, which, listen, you can talk about it all you want, and you can say it's not true, but it is true. I've seen the pictures of the Nazi insignias on some of the Ukrainian soldiers' tanks and on their uniforms. To Russia, this is a righteous fight. And I honestly have to respect that because, listen, I am not a proponent of war at all. I am 100% against killing our fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, grandchildren, whatever. I'm 100% against killing other people to get what you want. That's breaking the law, as far as I'm concerned. The only reason that it's legal is the politicians say it's okay to do. But in any other situation, killing another person as a way to get what you want is murder. And these politicians aren't sending their kids to war. They're not sending their kids to the front lines. If their kids go and are drafted and go into the military, they're in some office doing paperwork. They're not sending their kids like our kids will be on the front lines in harm's way. I have a big issue with that. These politicians that are voting yes to go to war, they have no skin in the game. Aside from, what if we lose? Well, if you lose, there's another power going to take over. They're willing to take that chance because while the war is going on, they are heavily invested in the military-industrial complex. That is generating a ton of money for them. So even if they lose power, they will be rich beyond their wildest dreams. If we win the war, not only are they rich beyond their wildest dreams, but they make new policy. They become even more powerful. And they don't have to worry about sending their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters into war, into combat. That's for us, the peasants, to worry about. There is my issue. If I tell you what, you want to change war, you want to see how fast war will stop, you take every relative of every politician. Those are the first to go on the front line. Those wars will stop in a heartbeat. Because what does it concern them? Oh, Johnny Mac, he died. We got another soldier to replace him? Yep, we do. Send him up there. Send him to the slaughter. Hey, Mr. Biden, what about your granddaughter, grandson? Are they going to go to the front lines? Oh, no. That's too dangerous for them. But it's not for your child. There's my issue. So anyway, moving on, and this is a big one to me. Now, back in 2013, the Ukraine and China signed a nuclear security pact that basically said China has agreed not to use any nuclear force against the Ukraine, and they have to come to the Ukraine's aid if threatened by aggression. Well, right now, the Ukraine is threatened by aggression. The problem is the aggressors are the Russians. China and Russia are currently in a very profitable relationship. Currently, China is buying $270 billion worth of oil from Russia, and Russia is selling advanced weaponry to China. Do you think in this situation that China is going to come to the aid of the Ukraine? No. So that nuclear security pact is done. Now, China seems to be waiting to see who owns Ukraine before coming to its rescue. If there is a conflict between the West, which is basically Poland, the NATO states, if there's a conflict between the West and Russia in the Ukraine, there's a good chance that the Chinese will side with Russia in the name of the Ukrainian pact by claiming that the Russians are the rightful owners of the Ukraine and that the West is making the aggressive moves. In essence, the Chinese will be saying they honor the pact that they made with the Ukrainians, but it looks like Russia has retained its rights. Basically, they're going to say, listen, Russia isn't the aggressor. This was always Russia's land. It's the West that's coming to the aid of the Ukrainians by giving them weapons and giving them money. They are the aggressors. So we do not have to come to their aid because they are the aggressors. It's not the Russians. That sets up for a very, very dangerous precedent because at this point, that just emboldens the alliance between Russia and China. In my eyes, the Russia-China alliance is the exact replica of the German-Japanese alliance in World War II. But here's the elephant in the room. If China wants a peaceful existence and doesn't want war, why are they buying all of this advanced weaponry from Russia? In my opinion, it's because they are prepping for World War III. They want to be the aggressors. What you're not hearing in the news is that China and Japan, they're gearing up. China is gearing up to annex the Senkaku Islands. The islands have fishing waters, profitable shipping lanes, and potential oil fields, and both China and Japan consider them to be tactfully advantageous and potentially profitable, and they both want it. So China and Japan are at odds to the point that China announced they are changing their air defense zone by increasing what they consider to be their airspace and taking space away from Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Taiwan. We know Taiwan is on the radar. South Korea, the North Koreans would love that. Japan, we just talked about Japan. Just like the Russians, the Chinese are pushing to see if others will push back. And surprise, nobody's pushing back. China now claims the airspace over the Senkaku Islands and are threatening to push Japan out. South Korea fought back by changing its air defense zone and taking part of the Chinese airspace. The Philippines have also had some of their airspace taken away by China, and if the Chinese defend that airspace with what is called terminal force, then the U.S. Army is contractually obligated to help the Philippines thanks to a 1951 pact that's still in place. I want to say that again. If the Chinese defend the airspace over the Philippines with terminal force, then the U.S. Army has to, by contract, thanks to a 1951 pact, they have to go to war against China. Add to this the fact that Japan, China, and South Korea have been rearming over the last few years, and you get a recipe for war. Fights over airspace and strategic islands are all that is needed to start another world war. Now, lastly, and this has to do with the United States, the White House has frequently said it would back Japan if any acts of aggression were committed by China. That's probably due to the fact that 50% of the U.S. Navy is based in the Pacific. But if China presses southward, then the U.S., as I just stated, will have to protect the Philippines because of the 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty. So at this point, how many fronts does the U.S. have to worry about? We've got the Ukraine-Russia front. We've got the China front. I haven't even began to talk about Islamic terrorism or the fact that we have people pouring in over the border. Is World War III on the horizon? That is up to you to decide. But listen, we are now hearing word that American citizens are being evacuated out of Taiwan. Why? Why? And why are we not hearing this? Why is this not everyday news? It's because they don't want you to know it. Something is happening. There is major movement of military assets throughout this country. I have military members saying, listen, man, they're moving troops all over the place. Something's going on. There are rumors that there are Chinese troops on this soil, on American soil right now that, oh, by the way, they're coming in unvetted at the border, at the southern border. They know they can get in without anybody looking at them, so they're just bringing them in left and right. Are they saboteurs? I mean, are they going to be the first attacks against this country? Because this was nothing. This had nothing. We had nothing like this in World War II. Now, we have got to worry about Islamic terrorism across our border. We now have to worry about Chinese and Russian saboteurs crossing the border, ready at a moment's notice to wreak havoc across this country. We, due to the policies of this administration, are on the verge of World War III. And what is the Biden administration? What are the Democrats who are in knee deep, neck deep? I know my governor here in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, she is lockstep with the Chinese. She has been compromised. She has no love for this country. She cares about her and her pocketbook and her power. How are we going to go to war against a country that essentially owns us and we're beholden to? You can't. You can't go to war against a country like that. You bow down and capitulate. And that's what I worry is going to happen. That's why I think everything is now starting to really ramp up, because they realize we've got Joe Biden by the balls. We've got the members of Congress. We've got the members of the House of Representatives. We've got them by the balls, because all we have to do is expose what they've been doing, treasonous activities against this country, and they're done. Maybe that's what they should do, but they know they can't do that right now, because then they lose their cards. Perilous times we live in. If you have had any sightings of military equipment being moved all over this country, I don't care if it's America, if it's Mexico, if it's the UK, if it's New Zealand, if it's Australia, if it's Canada, wherever you're listening to this show, if you're seeing an abundance of military equipment being moved around the country, let me know. I try to give you the information you are not going to hear on the news on a daily basis. But I don't have access to everything. That's where you, the listener, comes in. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Go to the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page or the Paranormal Patriot podcast. That's the big one. Go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. Go to @theparap podcast on Twitter. Follow me. Send me those links. Send me those topics you want to hear about. Keep ourselves, and that includes me, that includes all of you who are listening, keep us informed. This is very dangerous times we are living in, and we need to help each other. So let's do it. So let me know, are we on the verge of World War III? How close do you think we really are? Let me know at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Send me a little message at the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook or the Para-P podcast on Twitter. Let me know what you think. I am curious to hear. So that'll be the show this week. As always, I appreciate you listening. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.